It is Monday, April 29th. Today, you mocked them at first, but now the results on pause ads are in, and they're kind of amazing. Also, Threads makes a big move. Does the ad business need its own nutrition label? And Google's video ads push beyond YouTube. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New research says that pause ads, which pop up when streaming viewers take a break, might be a bigger opportunity than we thought. According to new data from the Video Advertising Bureau, around 50% of streaming viewers have taken some action after seeing a pause ad. Pause ads appear during breaks in viewing, like when a viewer steps away to grab a snack or handle other brief tasks. These ads have been adopted by various platforms like Max, Hulu, and Peacock, all members of the VAB, by the way, which includes heavyweights like Disney, NBC Universal, and Paramount. The study also touched on other trends shaping the streaming landscape. Notably, half of the 1,600 TV consumers surveyed have used subscription services to watch live sports over the past year. In particular, a viewership growth in women's sports, highlighted by record-breaking viewership for events like the Women's World Cup and Women's March Madness. Also, 73% of viewers said they prefer to have all episodes of a streaming show available at once, rather than dripped out weekly. Older viewers showed a preference for free ad-supported streaming TV channels versus paying for a premium plan. In terms of engagement, when it comes to interactive advertising, the study found ads that viewers can click on for more information via email or directly on their devices saw the highest engagement with 67% interaction. As for those QR codes, they lagged way behind with only 36% engagement. The gloves are off. Threads has created a paid bonus program for creators. The program sets targets for each invited creator based in the US, focusing on the performance of their posts, like the number of views and frequency of posts. These creators also have to have a public Threads profile, and yes, it is invitation only for now. So how do you get an invite? Well, to get one, you need an average of 2,500 views per post at the minimum, and there has to be some text in it, so not just meme images, and no competing watermarks from like TikTok or YouTube, and posts that are tied to brand partnerships don't count in that. All of this, of course, is the latest salvo in the war for Twitter's refugees. Once the app rebranded to X, it started pushing harder on its creator compensation program as well. If previous programs, like those done on TikTok and YouTube, are anything to go by, this move by Threads could very well bring in more eyeballs. More eyeballs should mean more options for ad placements, once Meta opens Threads up for ads, of course. And if there's enough inventory, we might even see a small drop in the CPM rates across Meta's platforms. The ad tech consulting group DeepSea has unveiled a new tool aimed at improving transparency within the murky world of digital advertising. The Publisher Research Portal helps advertisers and intermediaries assess the quality of websites used for programmatic advertising. According to DeepSea, the platform functions like a nutrition label for digital publishers, providing insights into a website's ad load, for instance, or the presence of pirated content and stability of its traffic. The company says unstable traffic might suggest the use of inorganic methods to inflate visitor numbers, which, of course, can be a critical advertiser for advertisers. A DeepSea executive said their goal is to become sort of a similar web, but for advertisers, with tools that cater not only to the buy side, but also to the supply side platforms and ad exchanges. This allows platforms to vet and monitor publishers a little bit more accurately. The new initiative comes in response to findings like those from the Association of National Advertisers, which reported significant waste in ad spending because of fraudulent or low-quality sites. Despite efforts to establish guidelines for managing those issues, challenges in enforcement still stick around. The new platform has already attracted some big-name attention, with companies like The Trade Desk and Triplelift already participating as beta testers. The European Union recently introduced legislation that forces social media platforms over a certain size to report stats, like the number of users, the number of moderators in each region, and so on. And most of these platforms are, of course, public companies, so those numbers are already sort of available. I say sort of because while companies have a fiduciary duty to report their top-line numbers, they can really do it whatever way they want. Are the daily actives down? Let's report monthlies instead. The EU Digital Services Act, though, requires platforms to use their metrics, logged-in users and logged-out guests. And according to those numbers, X lost just under 1 million active users in the region from last August to the end of January. In total, they have about 62 million logged-in users in Europe. So how does that compare to the rest of the world? Assuming we use daily active users as the closest comparison, the EU makes up about 25% of X's global active user base. So while the platform isn't seeing growth, nor is it anywhere near Elon Musk's ambitious target of 600 million users by next year, it also isn't facing a steep drop-off in users either. X says its existing user base is engaging more deeply with the platform. Quoting Social Media Today, quote, X's main strength is that it's a habitual platform for many, with communities around sports in particular still highly aligned with the app. They've established communities there, made connections, and they can maintain their activity as always. The changes at the app and Elon's broader political commentary don't really mean a lot to them, and most seem happy to continue using the platform as they always have. Unquote. Digital marketing professionals, if you're planning your next big online campaign or launching a new client project, you'll be in need of a new domain. Dynadot is here to provide you with a streamlined, affordable domain name solution. With transparent, competitive pricing, an emphasis on security, and free privacy protection, registering a domain has never been easier. They also offer a no-coding-required drag-and-drop free website builder to quickly assemble landing pages for your marketing initiatives, along with a free branded email address to conduct any outreach you need. Take advantage of their advanced domain search and over 500 domain extensions to ensure your marketing strategies are built on a strong foundation. Make Dynadot your go-to domain registrar and start saving today at dynadot.com/marketing. That's dynadot.com/marketing. It's easy to lose track of the big picture when you have to open a new window for every detail. With Miro, you can bring everything and everyone together in one place. Consolidate different points of view and increase team collaboration all on one centralized board. We used Miro at our agency to map out a customer journey map for one of our clients, and with the help of their huge template library, we were up and running in minutes. And the built-in commenting features helped us tweak it without a million back-and-forth emails. Find simplicity in your most complex projects with Miro. Your first three Miro boards are free when you sign up today at miro.com/podcast. That's three free boards at miro.com/podcast. Google today announced some changes to its display and video 360 platform. Until now, most of that platform focused on YouTube, but now it's moving more into placements on streaming TV. The company brought executives from major players like Warner Brothers Discovery to talk about the better results they got from reduced frequency. That's something, of course, you can manage better across different surfaces if you've got them all in one place. Google has also expanded its Instant Deal tool, previously exclusive to YouTube, which now facilitates private auctions for premium publishers like Disney. They've also got a new commitment optimizer tool in DV360 that can give you more flexibility in inventory management and media planning. Finally, on the privacy side, Google announced it had open sourced its publisher advertiser identity reconciliation technology, known as PAIR. This will help secure data transfers between advertisers and publishers without, Google says, compromising user privacy. My wife and I spent the entire weekend playing Fallout 76. We have two Xboxes. This is how we do it. But yeah, I don't know that I'm proud of it, but man, that's a compelling game. It's gotten so much better. And if you're not familiar with it, it's a multiplayer game. So you're in a world with about 20 or 30 other people. And you can create these camps so you can build walls and things and set up vending machines. So as you collect stuff out in the world that you need to build or you need to repair your weapons or whatever, if you have too much of one thing, you can actually sell those things to other people. You can build a vending machine and list things for sale at whatever price. Now, it's not real money, of course, it's caps, which is the in-game currency. You can't convert it to real money, but you need caps in the game to do stuff. And then this morning I realized, wait a minute, Xbox lets me play in a web browser. Why don't I log in this morning and leave my game open in a new window so that I was online, so that people could buy stuff from me, and just just have people buy stuff. And it's been working. So all day, I've just had my window open, and I keep hearing this, which is, anyway, I don't know why it brings me such pleasure. I feel like I've, hacked the rules of the game somehow, but it just does. Anyway, that's it for today. See you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.